Stelling poll, David Greta of the Third Age Attenborough launches BBC's climate bedwetting blitzkrieg. By James Stelling poll on January 18, 2020. The BBC has completely lost the plot on climate change with its star environmentalist David Attenborough leading the charge over the cliff edge like the wrinkliest, long-tusked male in a herd of suicidal walruses. The moment of crisis has come in efforts to tackle climate change, Sir David Attenborough has warned. According to the renowned naturalist and broadcaster, we have been putting things off for year after year. As I speak, Southeast Australia is on fire. Why? Because the temperatures of the Earth are increasing, he said. Attenborough's hysterical witterings are the first salvo in what promises to be a total blitzkrieg of climate bedwetting, including Our Planet Matters, a year-long series of special and coverage on climate change. These include a new monthly climate check video feature from BBC Weather, and coverage of debates and events around the globe. Digital, TV and radio outlets will all take part. A visual guide to Australia's bushfire crisis. Greenland's ice faces melting death sentence. The massive CO2 emitter you may not know about. Sir David Attenborough also plans a new hour-long documentary for the Our Planet Matters programs. Extinction, the facts will examine the fragile state of the natural world. We have to realize that this is not playing games, Sir David told the BBC. This is an urgent problem that has to be solved and, what's more, we know how to do it. Sir David Attenborough has become an embarrassment, the Greta of the Third Age. As Ross Clark puts it in The Spectator. The rot set in last April when he narrated a program on climate change which used the same tired old trick Al Gore has used, running a commentary on climate change against pictures of hurricanes, wildfires, droughts and floods, as if to plant in the viewer the idea that all these events were caused by, and therefore wouldn't have happened without, climate change. A recent analysis would put it differently, that while there is plenty of evidence that global temperatures are rising, that Arctic sea ice is retreating and the global sea levels are rising to the tune of 3 millimeters a year, the evidence linking this to extreme weather events is somewhat tenuous. While there is no doubt he is one of the best and most distinctive voiceover artists on television, nothing he has done in his admittedly very long career talking in a whispery voice about animals makes him any better qualified to talk about climate change than you or me or some random person down the pub. As Attenborough himself told The Times of London last year, I take what other people tell me. I'm not a climate scientist. This is an extraordinarily damning admission from a man who yet presumes to be able to tell the world, with reverent authority, that climate change is an urgent problem that has to be solved. How is he so sure that this is so? As he has himself admitted, his opinions on the subject are second-hand. What other people tell me. But what if these other people are merely mouthpieces for the vast, mendacious, greedy, and remote climate industrial complex which stands to profit hugely from the great global warming scare? Climate change is one of the most important issues of our age. Not so much because of the issue itself as because of the vast amount of money we are being forced by our gullible governments to spend on it. Not to have an informed opinion on so very expensive and intrusive political issue is both stupid and irresponsible. It's like saying, well, I'm not qualified to say whether or not my house has been burgled because I'm not a policeman. Or, I couldn't tell you if the new Star Wars is shit because I'm not a movie critic. Or, how would I know who to vote for? I've never been a politician. But even more stupid and irresponsible is to proceed from a platform of ignorance as fragile as Attenborough's to then broadcast to the world with adamantine confidence that something must be done. Why must something be done? What if the something being done causes more damage and expense than the imaginary problem you're trying to solve? By failing ever to ask, let alone attempt to answer these key questions, Attenborough is doing his credibility a huge disservice. As for the BBC, by relentlessly promoting this hysterical doomsday guff, it is only hastening its decline into irrelevance and oblivion. During Brexit, it became clear to many of us that the BBC was quite incapable of even pretending to be impartial with regards to Britain's membership of the EU. Now that the BBC has lost that battle, it has desperately sought a new lost cause to champion until death. And that cause, it would appear, is environmentalism. As the late Christopher Booker pointed out in his paper for the Global Warming Policy Foundation, the BBC has a long, long track record of extreme bias on the climate change issue. For years it has been little more than a propagandist for the Green Movement. Now, with its license fee under threat and many of its audience bailing because they cannot stomach the BBC's wokeness any longer, the BBC has decided to double down and go for broke. Thought we were rabid on climate change before, did they? Some window-licking executive, possibly with an environmental sciences degree from the University of Easy Access, has decided. Well, they aren't seeing nothing, yet. This is what climate change rabies looks like. But what's catnip for the maybe one-third of the population that buys into that hysteria is pure cat's vomit for the two-thirds or more that don't. Watching the BBC's recent edition of Question Time, it was just excruciating how many times the presenter Fiona Bruce tried to shoehorn climate change into the discussion, continually reminding the panelists what David Attenborough had said as though this doddery Malthusian bleater was some kind of biblical authority. Many of us have just had enough of this nonsense. The BBC was already pretty bloody unbearable, but this pushing of climate change is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. Which is quite poetic, really. Sir David Attenborough was one of the key producers and influencers in the early days of BBC television. So how charming and fitting and symmetrical that he should be the person most responsible for administering its coup de grace.